Hello, it's Lyle. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Good Old Gamers podcast. We're actually away from the computer in the studio right now and all that jazz on vacations. Brandon is currently in Disney World getting his titties tickled by Goofy or Dumbo, one of the two. I'm on vacation as well, trying to find a little bit of sanity, you know, doing all that shit. Good to know, I guess. But I wanted to just be real brief with you. Since we are on vacation and not recording this week, we wanted to put together something very special for the fans. You know, we're approaching our 100th episode. We're getting pretty close to it. And we've been trying to talk about doing new things and trying to bring new life to the podcast. And something we haven't done is kind of like a retrospective of the episodes. And we've had a lot of people request, you know, that we do something that's just pretty much an episode of nothing but the skits, the sponsor skits that come on before the show. Sometimes me and Brandon put a lot of thought into them. Sometimes we just throw them together. We try to make each one of them funny, and we've had a lot of positive feedback about that area of the show, you know. Adding, I guess, you know, its own flavor to a podcast. You only want to hear some motherfucker talk, you know, for 2 or 3 hours at a time, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I've been drinking beer. But anyways, wanted to put this message together for you guys and say thank you. Because if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be getting close to episode 100. And we do love you guys very much and are very appreciative. And anywho, let the show begin. Tonight's episode is brought to you by all of the wonderful people that sponsor the Good Old Gamers podcast.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Boner Factory Films' newest summer blockbuster.
In a season of reboots, Boner Factory Films is proud to present its newest reboot endeavor with Family Matters Fistful of Urkel. Carl Winslow has grown old. Carl Winslow has grown tired. Carl Winslow is tired of the shit plaguing Chicago streets. Carl Winslow has a plan. Carl Winslow is bringing death to the Windy City. His name is Steve Urkel. Carl Winslow has matters. Family matters. Fistful of Urkel.
Howdy ho, Winslows. What's got you down, Carl?
I'll tell you, Steve. I've got two old to deck this city. Harriet left me for crack. Eddie's left me for crack. Laura's currently on crack, and the whole city of Chicago's leaving me for crack.
Well, old buddy, Steve knows a thing or two about stopping crack. That's why I wear these suspenders.
Family matters, Fistful of Urkel.
Oh, Steve, there's somebody being robbed right over there.
Help me, help me, I'm being robbed.
Shut your fucking mouth, bitch. Give me a goddamn mic.
How are we going to do this, Urkel? I'm just a pleasantly overweight cop, and you're just a kid.
Carl, you're the best gosh darn karate grandmaster I've ever seen in Chicago. Between your moves and cop instincts, five bad sides and nunchuck skills, we can stop it.
All hell.
Family matters, Fistful of Urkel.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Ah, you're done, Urkel. You're done, Winslow.
Why are you doing this to us? Why?
Because you're America's favorite ethnic family. Because I can't explain to my own goddamn son as to why we're not as perfect as you. Because if I break your family, Carl Winslow, I break America.
Quick, Steve! Hit him with the rocket launcher you invented.
Did I do that?
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, you did.
Family matters, Fistful of Urkel.
So be sure to check out Boner Factory's new movie, Family Matters, Fistful of Urkel. And if a sensuality is more of your thing, be sure to go to your local adult theater and check out Family Matters, Urkel's Circle Jerkle.
Hey, Hey kids, do you like games such as To the Moon or That Dragon Cancer? You'll be thrilled to know that tonight's podcast is brought to you by Blonami's new mobile game, Cancervania.
Does infinite sadness grip you daily and nightly? Do your fears take the form of Count Dracula? Is his dark ass about to give you cancer? Then play as Cletus Belmont on his adventure to tackle the darkness that is about to infect and fuck his prostate. Pay to win with pachinko coins. Knock the sickness out of your mobile device with Cancervania by Blonami.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by a new feature from Boner Factory Films.
Are you a fan of a good steamy movie? Check out our newest film, Cucktails, starring the one and only Splooge McCuck. We'll fuck your wife like a hurricane here in Fuckburg. Raises heroin, cocaine, it's a fucking blur. We'll cure your wife's misery, give her a lesson in history. It's Cucktails, woo. They're out there fucking your wife while you're enjoying Cucktails, woo. Your wife wanted screwed and you didn't deliver, so Cucktails. It's just a stranger wants inside you. It's okay, dear, I'll be beside you. What to do, just grab on to some Cucktails, woo. They're out there fucking your wife while you're enjoying Cucktails, woo. Your wife wasn't screwed and you didn't deliver, so Cucktails, woo. She's out there screwing a stranger and it's not you.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Everett and Catfish's Good Old Psychic Hotline.
We ask ourselves so many questions in life.
Where will my path in life take me?
Will I get sick?
Will I ever be financially stable?
Will a stranger bang my wife while I watch?
Now those infinite questions can be answered. Introducing Everett and Catfish's Good Old Psychic Hotline. Let one of our clairvoyant experts help you seek the answers from beyond you desire.
Woo! This is Everett here, and ever since me and old Catfish found this here crystal ball in the back of my old cousin Merlin's meth lab down there.
Gypsy wagon, god damn it.
God damn, I'm sorry. I meant gypsy wagon. But anyways, me and Catfish here and sniff a little of this here crystal ball dust, and all of our mentions and powers, dude, be come to life. Woo! I'm starting to feel a little otherworldly now.
Ooh. I'm starting to feel all kinds of clairvoyant. Let's satisfy a few callers now.
This is Randall Stevenson from Sarasota, Florida. I just wanted to call in because my wife says I'm too patriotic. And I was just curious if me being too patriotic will end up getting me killed one day. Thank you.
Well, Randall, I'm glad you called, and I'm going to tell you a story about patriotism. I was sitting down there in my house in Daisy, Mississippi the other day, and my sister comes there ranting and raving, raising all kinds of hell at me, and she says, Everett Wallace, Ulysses, Everett Hornbuckle Jr. the Third, you in here spun out on that crystal ball dust like you always are, and you turn into Beelzebub here himself, meaner than spit in the devil's fire, and all you do is sitting here and bitch and moan. And I say, get the fuck out of here. I'm trying to read these here tarot cards, because I'm telling you, they got me thinking about how things really are, and all what I'm trying to tell you, Randall, is they fucking tarot cards don't lie, goddammit, you gonna fucking die. That's what's going to happen to you.
Hi, this is Mandy, and I want to know what the secret to a long, happy life is.
Well, you listen here, ma'am. Stop fucking working. I ain't worked a lick in years, and I'm having a goddamn time of my life.
We're going to keep on sitting around this crystal ball, so we'll be here all night and probably for the next 2 or 3 weeks. So you can call us for a free psychic reading. Your first 3 minutes are free, and every time after that, it's only $6.99 a minute for our supreme services to the other side. We break all kinds of fucking barriers. That's just what we do.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Digital Stamp Collecting Go. Hey, fellas, do you enjoy games devoid of any meaningful mechanics?
Yeah!
Do you like to collect useless pictures of fictional works?
Yeah!
Are you drawn to fads like flies on shit?
Yeah!
Then we have the game for you. It's Digital Stamp Collecting Go! Digital Stamp Collecting Go has all of that and even less! Walk around! Well, fuck it! We know you're lazy. Drive around and collect digital stamps from the games you were too much of a coward to play as a child.
Proceed.
Now that it's socially acceptable, you're free to embrace the shallow imitation of the game that you kicked the shit out of little Jimmy for playing in middle school.
And that's not all.
We know you possess the intellectual wherewithal of a retarded goat, and we strip the game of any actual gameplay. Just collect stamps and gloat about it to the only three people you haven't driven out of your life yet.
Sociopath.
Digital Stamp Collect and Go, because you saw memes about it on Facebook.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Boner Factory Films' newest movie, Hobocop.
Now available to own on video cassette.
Alex Durfee was on top of the world as an OCP stockbroker. After losing it all, he was left in the streets to live with the degenerates he once mocked. After being mauled by a pack of wild bros, Alex was brought to life by the cutting edge of back alley hobo science and is now Hobocop.
Somebody help me, please.
What is it?
I just witnessed this man be torn apart by a whirlwind of boat shoes and Yeti hats.
Oh, God, not again. He'll close down Mankind's laundromat for sure.
It's okay, Mankind. We can rebuild him. I used to beg for pennies down at MIT, and I'm considered to be the forerunning leader of hobo science.
Well, I got this bag of PBR and Alpo cans.
You got any tin snips?
Hey, I do.
I think we're good to go, then. We can rebuild him.
Did it work?
Well, let's check. Hobocop, list your prime directives.
Beg for change. Incoherent rambling. Public urination.
He already smells like shit. I think he's good to go.
Now Hobocop wanders the streets cleaning up white-collar crime.
Yeah, so me and the girl was at the Avett Brothers concert after I left the office the other night, and I totally noticed her left fun bag was going flat, man. So I decided, I told her, I'm like, when we get out to the Lamborghini, I'm going to give you my car and you're going to buy you some new silicone tits.
Oh, man, that's rad, bro.
A penny for the poor.
Shit, it's Hobocop. Why don't you get a real fucking job, Hobocop?
Yeah, if you want to buy a Lamborghini like us, you'll get a real goddamn job.
Oh, my God, you shot Randall.
Buy low, sell high. Faggot.
Oh, triggered!
Hobocop, the future of panhandling.
This podcast, I want to highlight a serious issue this holiday season. Suicide is at an all-time high, which is why we wanted to tell you that today's podcast is brought to you by Slossberg Kurt Cobain Edition 12-Cage Pump Shotgun. With a custom toe-fit trigger and an easy-to-clean polymer stock, this special edition shotgun is sure to blow you away. Just like Kurt Cobain, everyone will love you when you're gone. Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Brodown Championship 83.
Are you a fan of good classic athleticism? Bona Factory Classic Sports Vault's proud to present a classic from our vault collection, UBD Championship 39, Ultimate Brodown Championship Armageddon.
See you again, Clark.
Ah, glad to be here, Dick.
I ain't seen you since UBD 72.
UBD 14 was one of my favorites. I remembered it well, just like it was yesterday.
Hey, it's funny how that works.
Indeed it is, Dick. We have a classic matchup for you here tonight.
That we do, Clark.
Yes, gents, and I will go on and say, because you've seen it with your own eyes, and you've verified it. In this corner, your current champion, you've seen him put a mile-high man through the ringer. You've seen him hooch up a young lass and slinger the humdinger. He is the purveyor of all that is wicked, the douchiest of the douches. He has two first names to confirm his shittiness. He is Tala Tala. I'm just Tala.
Tonight's challenger is a two-stepping, backstabbing young whippersnapper from a South Hansville trailer park. The thuggiest white gent you know. He owns more flat-billed caps and asymmetrical angel t-shirts than an Avenged Sevenfold merch booth. In the left corner, sporting them dandy Beats by Dre and the worst hatchet man tattoo I've seen in my life, the challenger, Nate Dogg.
I tell you what, Dick, we got two fine young whip snaps here tonight ready to do some damage. What do you think? What a dapper evening indeed. What a dapper evening indeed.
Good words, Ed Clark. I ain't seen douchebaggery like this since I went to a Walmart on a Friday night.
Well, the match is off now. We've got the fight started.
Right out of the gate, they're bumping chests. Classic bro down start, wouldn't you say, Clark?
I think so, Dick. They're locking nipples. Nipples are locked and displaced.
A bold move, considering I've seen Tala Tala defeat three men at once in a nipple lock.
Ah, Tala Tala's nipples have deflected Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg should have seen that one coming, wouldn't you say, Clark?
Yeah, I agree so, Dick. Nate Dogg's coming out with a return move. Watch this. Yes, he's now producing the dreaded creamsicle vape cloud.
Tala Tala's stumbling.
He seems stunned, Dick. But Nate Dogg's about to take advantage of the situation.
Nate Dogg's about to punch him right in the unmentionables.
You're right, Dick. He's about to slam more cock than Dinner Rush at 39 Cent Wing Night at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Dolly Tide steps and counters by slapping the beats off Nate Dogg.
Oh, douchey move. Douchey move.
You got to work in the stockyards for 2 months to afford a pair of those, Clark.
That's good, Dick. Now, Nate Dogg's about to counter. Yes, he's looking at all of Tyler Tyler's girlfriend's Facebook selfies.
Classic douchebag move.
Classic. Oh, he's sending the dreaded PM. Oh, what's this? Tala Tala's about to counter with a move only a sheik would do. Yes! Tala Tala's attempting to Snapchat his fatty rocket to Nate Dogg's mother.
Should your mom think he's deep?
What? Will she accept?
He gets rejected!
Rejected!
Now's Nate Dogg's big chance. Tala Tala's reeling. Nate Dogg is swapping on Tala Tala's girlfriend on Tinder.
Oh, she's on the fritz. She's going left. She's going right. Watch, she's going to be... Oh, yes, she swipes right. Tala Tala is defeated in an epic showdown of the century.
What an unrivaled display of douchebaggery, Clark.
That's good, Dick. I haven't seen this kind of match since UBD9 back in 2007, I believe it was.
It reminds me of UBD622.
That was in 1936, I believe.
That's right.
Younger and fairer health in those days. Younger and fairer health in those days.
Impeccable knowledge there, Clark.
Impeccable knowledge. We would like to thank you all for tuning in to another matchup of titillizing pugilism down here at UBD 14.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Monster Energy. It'll put some pep in your step.
It'll put a little splash in your gash.
Some jib in your jab. Go get a can of Monster Energy. And don't forget, show your friends you're one of the big cheeses. Put a Monster Energy sticker on your vehicle.
Whether you drink Monster Energy or not. While you're at it, pick up some Yeti stickers. Whether you own a Yeti cooler or not. You'll be the cock of the walk.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Tampox Wookiee Hair Tampons. 100% natural, non-GMO, and gluten-free. Guaranteed to stop any flow and so gentle, you won't know those are the droids you're looking for.
Feel like a woman.
The following is a paid advertisement by Ronald Lump.
Here's two more reasons to vote for Ronald Lump come Election Day 2016.
Catfish here. I'm a vote for Mr. Ronald Lump because he promises to drop all prostitution charges against truckers, get them back on the road. That's just what old Catfish needs to get on his own 2 feet again. He also promises to end the great Cuban corn dog embargo of 1952. I hear all these youngins talking about old, Colonel Sanders gonna give everything away for free. Now who's gonna pay for that? Not Catfish. Vote Lump.
Ooh, it's here to Edward Hornbuckle down here in Daisy, Mississippi, and I just want to say I'm excited about Ronald Lump's plan to make hamburger ham for 25 cents a box. That way me and my family can have a whole banquet. Vote Lump.
The following was a paid advertisement by the Ronald Lump Foundation.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Slappy Vision. The Slappy Universal Excitement System, or SUX for short, is the world's first 6.5-bit console featuring an intuitive 3-way D-pad and a robust 26-button controller.
Who could forget video games? Comes with a compelling video game library composed of such classics as Cheese Grater,
Wonder Years the Video Game,
The Legend of C-SPAN,
The Great Truck Stop Escape,
and our number one selling game, Ross Perot's Filibuster Extreme Turbo Alpha for America Edition.
Hi, I'm Ross Perot. I own more money than God and Texas. And I'm here to tell you, I'm tired of flirtatious females getting ahead in life by entering the STEM industry. We're going to tell you how we're going to remedy this. We're going to slash their college dreams in half by producing a 4-day-long rich filibuster. With the software you'll find enclosed in the Ross Perot's Filibuster Extreme Turbo Alpha for America Edition, you'll learn how to filibust nuts with the best of them and destroy any law in the land for your own personal benefit. Be sure to pick it up. It's also the only game on Slappy Vision to get the authentic Ross Perot guaranteed seal of approval.
Slappy Vision. If it ain't slappy, it's crappy.
If life is crappy and you want to get happy, well, come and play the slappy.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by the creepy waitress from Waffle House.
Thank you there. I was just stumbling by this window of this lit home, and I just noticed y'all in here recording. I thought y'all might need some eggs. I got some eggs I was carrying home with me from my husband. I live down just the road from here, just a little ways. My husband's been dead for 3 years. He's an abusive drunk, and I would fix some eggs. I'd play with sex, and then he just up and shot himself in the head 3 times one night, lit our trailer on fire. Crazy story, right? Now I just wonder, Waffle House to Waffle House, cooking bacon and eggs and such. You come on down to Waffle House, boys. I'll play with y'all's eggs. Ronald Lump was in our Waffle House this past week. He showed me what makes America great again from him. He scrambled my eggs good. See, y'all need some eggs? Y'all need some eggs?
Ma'am, you need to go on. We have to start a podcast. I'm sorry.
I appreciate it, ma'am.
Now, you sure? Y'all need some eggs?
Ma'am, no. You need to go on. We're good. Thank you, though.
Yeah, thanks.
It's storming outside. You need to go home before you get struck by lightning.
Please don't stab us.
The weather's not a big deal. I walk in the thunderstorms all the time, especially in the dark. I always got my pocket full of eggs. Y'all sure you want some?
No, ma'am.
No, thank you, ma'am.
We're fine. Thank you, though.
Well, I promise I won't be standing over here watching y'all in the dark or nothing.
Thank you, ma'am. We're okay, though. Cue the music, I guess.
Lyle, how are you doing this holiday season?
Pretty shitty. The cuckolding is upon me.
Well, I may have just the thing to bring you some holiday cheer.
What's that, Brandon?
It's the sponsor of tonight's podcast, Fapcom's Super Street Fighter 2 Alpha Turbo Christmas LP album.
Super Street Fighter 2 Alpha Turbo Christmas LP album?
Yes, featuring songs such as Brazil's number one hit, All Blanca Wants for Christmas is Two Zangiefs.
Wow!
All Blanca wants for Christmas is Two Zangiefs, Two Zangiefs, Two Zangiefs. All Blanca wants for Christmas is Two Zangiefs.
That's amazing.
And who could forget Zangief's rendition of Red Christmas?
I'm dreaming of a red Christmas, just like the one Stalin used to know, where the bloodshed glistened and children listened to hear executions in the snow.
Wow, Brandon, Super Street Fighter 2 Alpha Turbo Christmas LP album certainly hurricane kicked the shit out of my infinite sadness.
And it can be yours for only 6 easy payments of $666.
Eternity.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by the Forgotten Peach Countryside Ranch for battered men.
When you're standing next to your spouse, are you feeling like a shadow is constantly being cast over you?
Are you tired of being oppressed by the matriarchy?
For far too long, men have been mentally destroyed and physically abused by their wife.
Hi, I'm Sarasota, Florida's Randall Stevenson, and ever since my wife figured out I was voting for Ronald Lump, my relationship and sanity have been slowly slipping down the shitter. My wife started out with idle threats. It left me feeling like I had not been good enough to her. What else could I do? I also then got to feeling depressed, like I was alone. Then she decided to get physical. I decided to seek out help after a Sunday dinner went awry and I took a soup ladle to the nuts. That's when I discovered Forgotten Peach Countryside Ranch for Battered Men.
Forgotten Peach Countryside Ranch for Battered Men has a wide array of amenities for men in need. We assign a personalized life coach to keep that Schlossberg out of your mouth and keep you from fearing your wife. Amenities include our award-winning support groups.
Well, Glenn, that's when she shoved a popsicle stick in my pee hole and fucked my dick raw for 5 hours.
Let's everybody give it up for Charles.
Other amenities include the Return to Glory Room, featuring a wide variety of expertly crafted glory holes, ranging from number 2 pencil to Pepsi can. And for our international guests, metric glory holes ranging from 10 millimeters to our magnum 120 millimeter glory hole.
If adventure's more of your thing, go mudding and spelunking with old One-Eyed Johnson and learn to make moonshine with Mother Pearl and possibly end up on a faraway adventure to save yourself in Appalachia from crazed, methed-out, bloodthirsty hillbillies. Forgotten Peach Countryside Ranch for Battered Men. Because you're a man, and you're worth it.
Disclaimer, men only. No ladies or pseudo ladies allowed.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Daryl's Dick Meat Corn Dogs.
Hi, I'm Daryl, and you may be asking yourself, why is this guy selling dick meat corn dogs? Ever since our nation was hit with an epidemic of My Little Pony and tight hipster jeans, more men than ever have been dumping their penises off into our nation's landfills.
Ooh, it smells like shrimp.
Faced with this growing issue, our team came up with a sustainable way to lift the burden off of our landfills and feed our hungry at the same time. Our dick dogs are dipped in true honey and cornmeal batter for the authentic fairgrounds taste. Don't take my word for it. Here's one of our consumers' testimonials.
Woo! Every hornbuckle here, and I just wanted to let everybody know I've been slinging dick meat corn dogs to my kids for years. It'll mushroom stamp the hunger out of a true cock face like Melissa McCarthy. Woo!
Daryl's Dick Meat Corn Dogs. You can't tell that it's dicks.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Boner Factory News from the year 2050.
Are you a fan of good steamy news from the future? Boner Factory is proud to present its newest futuristic endeavor, News from the Year 2050 with Dick Clarkson and Clark Dixon.
Well, hello again there, gents. I'm Clark Dixon. I'm here with my good friend Dick Clarkson.
Good to see you again there, Clark.
Glad to be here, Dick, and welcome to news from the year 2050. Isn't the future swell, Dick?
It's quite dapper, Clark, quite dapper.
That's swole, Dick.
This just in, Nintendo released the SNES Mini with double the expected stock at a whopping 5 units per country. Supreme Emperor Trump is threatening nuclear war with multiple small countries in order to obtain their allotted units. And related news, eBay stock has increased 100 points due to a member selling the $50 units for $80 million each.
That's amazing, Dick. 64K is now the new standard video format, despite the fact that it's indistinguishable from 32K, 16K, and even 4K. It's all the rage and everyone's on the fritz. Get the new 64K TVs and smartphones.
It looks so amazing. It's like looking straight out of a window and watching a television.
That's truly amazing, Dick. Cyborg Bill Gates, in related news, has filed bankruptcy because he forgot to turn off his mobile data before Netflix and chill.
Ooh, that 64K data is harsh.
Oh, that's harsh, Dick. In rather news, Nintendo has sued somebody today.
Yeah, Nintendo is filing a lawsuit against Little Jimmy in New York City, PS118, for drawing a picture of Mario and violating their copyright. Nintendo's lawyers delivered Little Jimmy a cease and desist letter, of which his response was to draw on it with red crayon and glue macaroni to it.
Well, I'm Clark Dixon, and I'm on the scene here right now with Little Jimmy. Little Jimmy, how does it feel to be sued by Nintendo?
Daddy doesn't stop when I ask him to cease and desist. I just drew Mario in my room when Dad was telling Mommy to stop strutting her tits around. And now Nintendo's at my back.
You can't say that on live air, yeah?
I think the foul-mouthed little bastard got what he deserves.
Yeah, little son of a bitch. He needs a line even in future. We have decency laws here in place. Can't talk about your mother's problems on live radio.
Well, this has been news from the year 2050. I'm Dick Clarkson.
And I'm Clark Dixon. And hopefully we'll see you here again soon at UBD 7937, where we're going to see the titular Fapcom square off against Bonami in an all-holds-barred Pachinko match to the death.
Can't wait, Clark.
Can't see you there, Dick.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Mankind's Mattress Emporium.
Come on down to Mankind's Mattress Emporium, where we got the best damn mattresses to rest your head after getting your ear ripped off. If you're like me and you went from WWF Superstar to Mattress Salesman, you need a nice place to sleep and berate God for cursing you with the pain, ugliness, and hopelessness that lives in us all.
Stone Cold Steve Austin here. Get your ass down here to Mankind's Mattress Emporium to sleep on a hell of a bed. It's the same bed I slept in after I stomped a mud hole into Vince McMahon's ass, that some bitch. Grab a beer, don't mind the socks, cause Stone Cold said so.
Here at Mankind's Mattress Emporium, we drop the flying elbow on our competition's prices, and you'll always have a nice day.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Bed Bath & Belial.
Come on down to Bed Bath & Belial, where we got the finest in home decorations and accoutrements to add that special touch to your invocations of the Dark Lord.
Are your kitchen decorations slowly ripping the soul from within your body? Well, if so, come on down and check out our delectable knitted hand towels to clean up the blood of thine enemies.
Make your coffee table pop with our candles made from gluten-free baby fat.
Are you planning a hip summer party? Let Bed Bath & Belial put a delightful hex in the air with our new Skins of Yesteryear line, featuring handcrafted in the bowels of hell skins of the elderly left alone and abandoned in our nation's nursing homes.
New to home decoration and the occult? Join us at our in-store workshop every Sunday, where we walk you through 10 easy steps to summon a major demon and keep your home smelling fresh while doing it. Be sure to ask about our BOGO special on Orphan Hearts, and don't forget to restock your supply of Virgin's Blood with a free pint with every purchase of $50 or more. Bed Bath & Belial, beyond any store of mankind.
Is your skin tired and dry?
There's a salve for that.
Do itches occur in strange places?
There's a salve for that.
Is your behind plagued with boils?
There's a salve for that.
Well, hey there, I'm Big Bob Salve, and down here at King Salve's Salve Emporium, we got all the prices to cure your lasses. You feel rashy and trashy?
There's a salve for that.
You feel itchy and bitchy?
There's a salve for that.
Your poons smell like doom?
There's a salve for that.
You got goat's butt?
There's a salve for that.
Does your wife's face look like a puckered cat's ass?
There's a salve for that.
Down here at King Salve's Emporium, there's a salve for everything. We can eradicate and eviscerate all your skin displeasures. Come on down to King Salve's Salve Emporium, and remember,
there's a salve for that.
I'll bet you thought that Tiger Electronics was dead. Well, you'll be horrified to know that you're wrong. Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Harambe, the new Tiger handheld.
Tiger Electronics presents Harambe, the video game. Oh no, Harambe, the spawn of a city dweller has fallen into your cage. Drag the little pestilence through four levels of water and collect Peta's tears for a special health bonus.
Sacrifice yourself for an ultimate bonus as you use mass media to confuse the dog shit out of the peasantry still confused on which fucking back reviews.
Tiger Electronics Harambe, the video game. Located conveniently in the bloodstained and regret-filled aisles at your local Kmart.
It's the illest, son.
Harambe, the video game, is seriously the bomb.
Yay! Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Dell and Dell's Kitty Cat Lounge Convenience Store.
Hi, Dell here. Ever since Dell's Kitty Cat Lounge got busted for prostitution, Dale here came up with a bright idea to sell conveniences.
Hey, I'm Dale, and I got a lot of conveniences to sell. I got things such as pocket knives, Copenhagen,
Nesquik, a whole goddamn truckload of it. We had these two sissy Susies coming in our store trying to give us these Vidya Game flyers, and I'm like, if it ain't Nesquik and Copenhagen, we don't fuck with it.
Lucky Pete's Pirate Slots is the last Vidya game I played, and I was down at the Golden Shark Casino. I lost a fucking marriage over that slot machine game. So now I'm down here slinging fucking Nesquik, Copenhagen, like it's going out of goddamn style.
You like hot deli food?
Yeah.
We got two wide varieties of two items, Nesquik and Copenhagen.
We got fucking milk you can sip and O'Hagan you can pack your lip with.
Come on down to Dell and Dell's Kitty Cat Lounge Convenience Store, unless you're a fucking pussy.
Then take your old sissy ass down to Kangaroo and see how they treat you. They don't treat you, they beat you.
Are you a fan of news from the future? Bona Factory News is proud to present its newest future endeavor. Bona Factory News from the year 2050 with Clark Dixon and Dick Clarkson.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? This is Dick Clarkson.
And I'm Clark Dixon, here with you again to bring you another batch of swell news this evening.
Well, as many of you know, the PS7 just hit the shelves yesterday.
Indeed it did, Dick.
And Sony already announced the PlayStation 8. The PlayStation 8 is the most customizable PlayStation to date. You just log on to Newegg.com, select your case, memory, processor, and GPU, and get your game on. When asked what was the difference between the PS8 and a PC, Sony replied that you can't win a PC from a Taco Bell.
Well, that's good, Dick. I'm pretty sure the PS8 will give me less gas than a Taco Bell burrito does. I can agree on that, Dick. Square Enix has announced Final Fantasy XX with 2 hours of gameplay and an amendable 30 hours of DLC available right at launch.
Well, Clark, I got my GameStop power-up card ready and waiting for that one.
I hope so, Dick, because at this rate, by the time you buy all the DLC, the game will only cost about a roundabout figure of $289.
That ain't bad these days.
And it'll only run you about $15 an hour to play online. That's pretty good, Dick. That's good, Dick. That's real good, Dick, actually.
It's official. All forms of media now have a Kickstarter. Why create free content when you can con some sucker out of $50 for a meaningless credit and a car decal?
You can't beat that, Dick. Season passes are for peasants and pussies. The new lifetime pass for games such as Madden and Call of Duty will make you a hot stick of man to all the neighborhood lasses. Be sure to sign up now for a mere $50,000 and receive a free Rock Candy controller.
This has been news from the year 2050, featuring Dick Clarkson.
And Clark Dixon, we're happy to be here, and hopefully we'll see you again next time at UBD 7.
Oh,
ex-WWE superstar Mankind here. Ever since Mankind's Mattress Emporium filed bankruptcy, I've been reduced to slinging quarters here at Mankind's Corner Laundromat. Here at Mankind's Corner Laundromat, we always got free powder detergent for you to wash away the stains of regret and failure out of your life. Mankind's Corner Laundromat is open to the downtrodden, hopeless, and destitute. Just because God has turned his back on your ugly soul doesn't mean we have. Here's wrestling legend Ric Flair to tell you just how adequate our laundromat is.
Woo! Ric Flair here. I got a long limo, I got fancy watch, I got some fine-ass clothes. And I like looking good while I whoop these women's. Ric Flair's too busy looking good to worry about his clothes shrinking to teensy-weensy sizes because some shit-ass laundromat don't know how to do their fucking jobs. Mankind's Corner Laundromat knows how to treat the nature boy. Woo! Even gets in tough love fuck stains on my daughter Charlotte's jockstrap. Woo! Ric Flair's gonna take this fancy shirt, this jacket, this Rolex, this watch, these cufflinks, this tie, these socks, these shoes, and he's gonna get in his limo, and he's gonna park his limo in his jet, and he's gonna sail off in the sun with 50,000 beautiful women. Woo!
If that ain't enough, here's a testimonial from the Nugget, Owen Hart.
Mr. Foley, Owen Hart died.
What? When?
He died in 1999 in a wrestling event.
That lucky son of a bitch, it should have been me. Well, come on down to Mankind's Corner Laundromat, where you'll always have a nice day.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Puss Ease by Big Bob Salve.
Hey there, I'm Big Bob Salve, founder of Big Bob Salve Emporium. Does your wife have a gnarled snatch?
Has grandma's puss turned to stone?
Does your girlfriend complain about her oaken vagina?
Has your girlfriend's cunt led two hobbits in an assault on Isengard?
If so, then you'll be glad to try our brand new product at a free sample rate of Puss Ease, the creamy savior of feminine nethers. Here's a testimonial from one of our very satisfied customers.
Hi, my name is Daisy Gutsberger. Puss Ease worked an absolute miracle for me. It changed my gas from an inverted cactus to a slip and slide dress and turpentine. I ain't had more diggings like this since that Kid Rock concert in 97. Woo!
Well, just another satisfied customer. Be sure to find Puss Ease on your local aisle at your local Big Bob's Salve Emporium. Remember, we're the leading innovators in salvation.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Boner Factory Films' new hit TV series, Teenage Mutant Keyboard Warriors.
Teenage Mutant Keyboard Warriors, Teenage Mutant Keyboard Warriors, Teenage Mutant Keyboard Warriors, the heroes with a half-wit keyboard power, they're the world's most fearsome hashtag team.
Hashtag activism.
They need a safe place, got low self-esteem.
Hey, no fat shaming here.
When the clickbait attacks, they'll click the shit and share it back. They're Teenage Mutant Keyboard Warriors. Teenage Mutant Keyboard Warriors. BuzzFeed taught them to be outrage machines.
Harambe!
They'll say your race is just like Palpatine.
I like your Pinterest, though.
They'll help you out with a click.
Retweet.
But if you don't take relaxation, you can suck a dick.
I'm busy.
They're Teenage Mutant Keyboard Warriors. Teenage Mutant Keyboard Warriors. Teenage Mutant Keyboard Warriors. Women Room Ghostbusters. Fucking suck it.
Ugh, my Xbox One has become just too mainstream for me. There's too many guns and not enough equality.
I'm tired of all the misogynistic microaggressions on the PS4.
I just want a console that won't judge the curls in my mustache because it's obviously an ode to an 18th century barber.
Well, I want a console that speaks to my inner vaudeville antagonist.
Well, I want a console that doesn't care how tight my pants are or how black my glasses are.
I just want a console with the same appeal as my Apple iBloom.
Well, now you can have all of that and even less with the new Nintendo Snitch. Just like our former console, the Wii Shoe, but sleeker to match your obviously sleeker and more superior lifestyle than your friends around you.
Is World of Goo not enough? The Nintendo Snitch will now come with an exclusive portal to CandyStand.com to meet your hardcore gaming needs.
Nintendo Snitch will have a whopping 4 launch titles, including Madden 98 4K, Super Mario Brothers 2 4K, Minesweeper 4K, and Solitaire 4K.
4K is actually native to Port 9K.
There's nothing quite like ironically playing an inferior console to prove your superiority over the Call of Duty peasantry.
Joy-Cons come with built-in vape mods. Do you even vape, bro? Ooh, 1.5 ohms.
Digital streaming services are too mainstream. In 2019, the Nintendo Switch will support Laserdisc and Betamax.
Nintendo Snitch will be first launching in Portland, Oregon, with a global launch release soon thereafter at the Mumford & Sons World Tour. Nintendo Snitch, the console for people who obviously know more about underground fashion magazines than you.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by the law offices of Alexander Shinanahanahara.
Clap first here. I was pulling a hot load down 65, getting Mole Jimmy surfaced by a lady of the evening and such, when a minivan carrying a family Ford up and appeared under my tires. Ain't no big deal. Killed 2 children, they mama and crippled pappy. It ain't my fault I dragged them kids 7 miles down the road. I don't brake till I ejaculate. That's the rule of the road. Alexander Tornay sued that sorry son of a bitch for making my shipment late.
Hey, I'm M. Night Alexander Shinanahanahan. If you're in a wreck, you will collect. My law office has been known to fuck up more families than cancer, and if you've even killed up to 5, you will survive. Call my law office now.
Hey, Alexander Shamalama Ding Dong. I broke my hand while finger blasting kids down at Hog Valley Elementary. Help me get the cash I deserve, Alexander Sammy Patty.
Alexander Shinanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahanahan documentary. The whole world will be your classroom. Yeah, you'll get to go around and cap more brown than a worker at a Yoo-Hoo bottling plant. So be sure to call the law offices of Alexander Schneider, because remember, I am your goddamn lawyer.
Tonight's sponsor is brought to you by Nintendo's new product, the Luigi Board.
Do you have retro gaming fever? Are you nostalgic for the past? Did you love retro gaming in the past? Are you haunted by the past? Do you want to apologize to your baby brother for throwing that toaster in the bathtub? Well, Nintendo is cashing in on all the above with its new release, the Luigi Board.
Mamma mia, I found my own board in a haunted mansion. I needed to use to find Mario. Mario is a missing. And not because Mario has 40 games to my 3, no. And not because I fed Mario fucking rat poison while the fat bastard slept, no. It's because I can hear his heart beating in the underneath the floorboards of my home, and I am, to say the least, mildly perturbed, and I must consult with the Dark Lord by using the Luigi board by Nintendo. Mamma mia!
You can ask the Luigi board anything. Will Nintendo produce any more NES classics? Will Nintendo ever stop fucking its fans over copyrights?
Why does Mother drink in the morning?
Find out answers to all of your questions when Nintendo releases the Luigi board with the Nintendo Switch in spring 2029. Tonight's podcast is brought to you by the Gary Abusey Hotline. Call the Gary Abusey Hotline for all your domestic abuse problems.
Yeah, my wife and kids have been really disrespectful to me here lately. I need some advice, Gary Abusey.
Gary Abusey's got a 4-step plan to get your fucking kids back on the right track. Step 1, cocaine. Step 2, a fucking garden hose. Step 3, more cocaine. Using the garden hose, maybe. I don't know. Step four, beat said kids with the goddamn garden hose. You know, I had a brother who wanted to be an actor. His name is Jake Busey. You remember him? Because I don't know. Fuck you and your goddamn kids. Next question.
Three bullies at school are always picking on me and shitting in my locker. Help me, Gary Busey.
Well, let me tell you, young man. First, you wake up each day before school and eat a heck of a breakfast of bacon and cocaine. And then you go down to the fucking corner store, maybe get yourself a little bit of ether, maybe some turpentine, mix up a hell of a cocktail, go to the enemy's house, break in when the parents are asleep, put them even more asleep where they're conscious, rifle through the drawers, steal a little spending money for the weekend. Ha! Gary Busey's acting skills haven't been paying the bills really much here lately, so I find myself doing this too to get by for crack. It helps.
My husband has been assaulting me when he's drinking. Can you help me, Gary Busey?
Call the Gary Busey hotline now at 682-777-4663. Again, that's 682-777-4663. Kill Gamers are not affiliated with Gary Busey. Any likeness of Gary Busey is purely coincidental. Please don't fuck our dogs while watching our families burn, Gary Busey.
Which one of you sons of bitches got my check signed and ready to go? I gotta hurry up, get down here, get my dick wet in the Fadula Inn.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Girls Gone Wild for the Nintendo Snitch.
Now available for the Nintendo Snitch. The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Girls Gone Wild.
Play as Dink, the lovably androgynous, gender-neutral hero of the game, where he must save the land of Hyrule by collecting and uniting the Triforces of Shame, Inebriation, and Carnality. Only then can he liberate Princess Zelda from the clutches of her father's reasonable rules and spread her depression and regret across the lands.
Legend of Zelda, Breath of Girls Gone Wild also contains a newly implemented crafting system. Help Dink craft bathtub meth at 2:30 in the morning to mow the yard to find hidden rupees. Also help Dink save Zelda from the dreaded Ganondorf's casting couch, whisked away high on Meth Mountain.
The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Girls Gone Wild, because this system had to have at least one good game at launch.
Nintendo Snitch. The console you didn't know you needed.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by The Cuckold Vision by Slappy.
Here at Slappy, we know our current product, the Slappy Universal Excitement System, is the perfect machine for the entire family. But sometimes we know mom and dad deserve a machine of their own. Perhaps to play with each other, or maybe even a friendly neighbor. Introducing the cutting-edge new Slappy console for adults only, the Slappy Cuckold Vision. The Slappy Cuckold Vision conveniently plugs into your VCR or Betamax and uses high-quality tapes to put your wife right in the middle of the action. Be sure to check out the included pack-in game, A Haunted Night in the Scary Mansion, where you and your wife navigate the halls of a scary mansion, avoiding a ghost who is conveniently dressed as a stud. That's going to fuck your wife.
Other games include Cuckulees. Go on a great adventure while Hercules is fucking your wife. Try your wits against the cunning Medusa while Hercules is fucking your wife. Or even take on the harrowing guardian of Hades, the three-headed dog Cerberus, while Hercules is fucking your wife.
Who could forget Cucknami's new game, Cuckoldvania? Destroy Count Cuckula, who has whisked your wife away on a mountain in a castle where he's currently turning her twat into a graveyard. Fuck up candles and dropkick dogs as you ultimately make your way to the castle, just in time to watch Count Cuckula fuck your wife for eternity.
Don't forget to try Cuckold Dragon. Oh no! Shadow Trump grabbed your wife's pussy. Take on the roles of Willie and Kenny as you fight your way through rough streets so that you can both fuck your wife.
Here's a testimonial from a happy customer of the new Slappy Cuckold Vision.
Well, I was just watching a Family Matters one Sunday afternoon and decided to try out the new Slappy. I put on the Cuckold Vision, and next thing you know, Carl Winslow is slinging his BBC to my BBW. They started getting real kinky, playing with each other's gnarled diabetic feet and sucking on their amputated toe stumps. I've never been so revved up and frisky in my life, you know what I'm saying?
Don't be greedy with your wife. Be sure to get a multi-tap so the whole neighborhood can join in on the fun. Slappy Cuckold Vision. The new console, because sometimes somebody else just needs to fuck your wife.
If your wife is feeling kind of crappy, double team her with the slappy.
Please don't go. The drones need you. They look up to you.